This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Frank in North Carolina, then Josh and others. We're talking to callers that disagree today. It's very interesting. They're making some good points, but not really attacking me direct on. Lord knows there's plenty to disagree with. I hear my show rebroadcast and think, I didn't say that correctly, or I'm wrong about that. It's hard to think on your feet and not have a teleprompter. But then it's even harder to be a slave. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, man, I'll get into the ring with you any day, man. Just send out the word, send out the call, and promise me you'll do that.
Well, I have. You haven't made me mad. Well, you might beat me up. I'm sure I could beat Jon Stewart. So I don't want to get in the ring with you. Plus, I mean, when I get super famous, I mean, it would help me get the word out to get in the ring with Piers Morgan or somebody like Jon Stewart. I mean, I don't actually like fighting. So, I mean, what would I get from fighting?
I'm famous. I probably could make you famous. I know a guy down here that's famous, though. He's one of your bigger supporters, Keith Larson at WBT Radio. He's been promoting your show for so many years. Every opportunity, he's always talking about Infowars.com.
Well, he's awesome. I don't know who he is, but maybe I've been on the show. I can't keep track. So go ahead. What do you disagree with?
I don't know if you've ever been on there. He's always talking about you. But, you know, I've seen the 9/11 truth movement. I've been watching it for about 10 years, and the fire seems to have gone out of it some years ago to me. And I know this. I've become aware of this woman. She was a flight attendant for 30 years, and she just woke up a couple years ago. And she's written a book, and I'd really wish you'd get her on there. But I think this will reignite the 9/11 truth movement. She's become very prolific. She's on a lot of radio shows out there. People are waking up. Commercial airline pilots are ordering her book by the truckload.
Flight. Okay, what's her name?
They're like, how come we never saw this before? Her name is Rebecca Roth, and the title of her book is Methodical Illusion. But I called in about the double standard. I feel like you have Wayne Mattson. I give you a lot of credit for having him on. I've heard him for about 10 years on your show, and I think he's pretty good. He's pretty hardcore. He's a little bit too far to the left, perhaps, for me. But I noticed over the years, more and more, you've been becoming more and more comfortable and kind of buddy-buddying up with the kind of neocon, kind of fake conservative or Zionist wing of, you know, of the political element. And I noticed...
Well, that's because I work for them. That's because I get direct orders from Tel Aviv every day, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but it's just something I've noticed. I mean, you woke me up. You were on George Norrie's show one night. I think it was in December of 2005.
Well, listen, you made your statement. I appreciate it, but let me be serious with you, okay? I've been very critical of many of the policies in Israel. There's a leftist UN move to destroy Israel as part of a larger global government plan. Just like I don't agree with the police, but I don't want to have a civil war with them, okay, on many fronts. The same thing with Israel. I'm not obsessed with Israel. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm trying to promote a culture of liberty, free market, family, and due process and choice, like on vaccines. So I don't try to get into bashing Catholics, bashing Jews, bashing this, bashing that. And I've had the anti-Israel crowd make up outrageous things about me. So I've got to say, the folks that are bashing Israel, I bet a lot of them actually work for some of the Israeli lobby, because that's what Kastensky said they do, to discredit legitimate criticism of Israel. You know, you got these professors exposing 5 years ago that Israel lobby is manipulating our internal operations. I don't like that. I don't like any foreign government doing that. That said, though, it doesn't mean I then embrace the whole anti-Israel crowd, who a lot of them are just big losers who want to say they're big men and just say I work for Israel. But then they'll say, Alex Jones woke most people up, but man, he works for the Israelis. I mean, it's just not real. And so there is no double standard. I am not a Israel file. But because either way, I don't worship Israel. I don't obsess on Israel. I'm going to let you finish up when we come back. Stay there.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're not gonna take it. No!
We're not gonna take it. No! We ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Came out last week in Australia, a week after the Prime Minister called for forced inoculations, or that tax refunds would be withheld, basically, from the general population of the country. The tax exemption, where you get some money back for the number of children you have, similar to U.S. law, that if you didn't take the vaccine, upwards of $15,000 to $20,000 in Australian would be held back each year. Then a 2006 interview came out when he was in the general government, not prime minister, where he said, I will not give my daughters the Gardasil shot because of the problems with it. He's now mandating Gardasil for girls, even though the insert says doesn't protect you from human papillomavirus, even though it's been banned in places like Japan and India. What we're about to cover is over the top. And I want people to very quietly just focus for a moment and center yourselves, myself included, so that what we're about to cover doesn't just get lost in transmission. Because the group of stories David Knight's about to cover, and our eyewitness we're going to play a clip from, gives you the entire picture. We're under what I call soft kill. Actually, Colonel Alexander calls it that. Silent weapons for quiet wars, where you're hit with radiation, you're hit with chemicals, you're hit with biologicals. It kills you 30 years later. It debilitates you first and puts pressure on the population. The 223 round developed for Vietnam and the Colt M16 was actually a great weapon. It's been perfected now. Had its problems. But it was designed to maim and to debilitate and to hit bone at high speed, 2,500 feet a second or faster, and break up. And that's what happens when you shoot wild hogs, deer, you name it. But I've shot telephone books with them, you name it, with Full Metal Jacket or hollow point. They fragment. Other rounds don't do that to anywhere near the same extent. 308, 50 cal, other rounds used by NATO. That is a soft kill weapon, and Colonel Alexander in his paper talks about it. And then when you study soft kill, you look around you and you realize it's what they call unconventional warfare. Mm-hmm. And David's going to break down from the Army War College their definition that's on Wikipedia.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. You know, when we talk about unconventional warfare, and that's the way the military talks about Jade Helm, some of the reporters I've talked to would say, well, they report it, this is unconventional, but it's realistic military training. And it's like you have to understand that unconventional warfare is a very specific term, just like asymmetric warfare. If you go to Wikipedia, you'll see this. Now, there's a DOD Wikipedia entry that doesn't really get to the heart of the matter. The other one is far better because it's got quotes from John F. Kennedy and others. But they say this, the general objective of unconventional warfare is to instill a belief that peace and security are not possible without compromise or concession. Specific objectives include war weariness, curtailment of standard of living, taking away civil liberties. Where have we seen all this before? And, of course, that's the essence of it. And so we are living under an unconventional warfare. And one of the aspects of it, Alex, is medical tyranny.
And the reason I don't get a lot into those specifics with the nurses, it's so painful when you actually talk to them and you learn they're withholding food and water from old people that can walk and are fine but are wards of the state.
Yes.
That was even in the Wall Street Journal with the Wesley Smith series of articles. Then we discover years ago that there's don't treat list in the VA. It breaks last year, and it goes from premeditated Watson computers from IBM deciding not to treat people that are treatable, young and old, male and female, black and white, horrible slow deaths. They won't give Joe Biggs surgery, won't help him.
Yeah.
Same deal. He's on a don't treat list. He's been there like 50 times. They won't help him. And we know you do what you're told. You're put on a don't treat list. We hear about how we love veterans all day, but they're killing them right in front of us.
Yeah.
Well, what about 70% of foster children being on psychotropics and on average 7, national average, same average in Texas. You can pull up those headlines. 70% of foster children on antidepressants and on average 7 drugs. And medical doctors have gone public in Texas and said, I used to be for this, but we put them on 7 drugs. Next, they have convulsions. Next, they're dead. These were healthy kids. In 2 years, they're dead. It's soft kill. And they're testing to see what they can get away with. You had a nurse on. We're going to play clips of this. And you have these incredible quotes. I'm going to give you the floor here for the next 5 minutes, David. I just hope the listeners realize how over the top this is. And I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side. Do you really want to be part of euthanizing troops and little babies? And be careful. Those of you that have never been in a fight, never been in a big car wreck, never been kidnapped, never been hurt, never been through pain, never been in combat, you sit there in your soft position going, yeah, go ahead, I don't care. You will have hell visited on you, not by us. Even if you don't believe in God, the universe has a way of what comes around goes around. I'm God-fearing. I can feel the will of the universe. I'm going to call it that. And I can feel, when I even think about the stuff you're doing, how much my soul shakes. So you think before you make jokes about what we're about to cover here. David, I want to drill into this. I want to get more nurses, more whistleblowers. I know this is going on. 5 years ago, they changed, or now 6 years ago, the inserts that said never get a pregnant woman the shot. Never give a newborn baby or a premature baby this. Never give a baby that's already sick or has autoimmune problems the shots because they knew it would exacerbate it and kill them.
Yeah.
And they're settling lawsuits about this, but they're setting it up. The sea of the nurses will sit there and kill the kids. You have incredible testimony. Break down her quotes, then play the clip.
Absolutely. This is Michelle Roden. She's with Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines. It's an organization. She is a neonatal nurse practitioner. For people who don't know, that is training and clinical beyond a registered nurse.
It's a baby expert.
Exactly. We talked to her for quite a while because, of course, the title of the interview was First They Came for the Nurses. We know that they're using these same kinds of pressure points against the nurses, just as they have, as you mentioned, in Australia. You know, they threaten you, say, you can't have your kid in school. We're going to come after you because the kid is going to be...
pure totalitarianism.
Exactly. Or take away benefits. Well, they've been doing this for a long time to nurses. And, of course, the government is putting the pressure on the hospitals financially. So the hospitals put the pressure on the nurses. So we talked about that, Alex, for, I guess, about three quarters of the interview. And then she made this amazing recount of what she had seen in neonatal care, where they gave vaccines to young babies, even though they knew they weren't in physical condition, even though they knew that they were going to have a massive reaction to it. They just kind of laughed and said, get the beds ready. Here's that quote from her.
I think we are doing them too young. I think we are doing way too many at once if you just look at how fast the schedule has grown. But I think what a lot of people don't realize in a closed space like a NICU is they've decided that we need to vaccinate these babies on time. 2 months after they're born, bam, there it goes. Mm-hmm. If this baby could be 4 months early and still supposed to be inside their mother and weighing 3 or 4 pounds and getting the same amount of vaccine as a 200-pound man, and I've sat in a room with all of our on-call staff, physicians, and practitioners, like, oh, wow, this is so embarrassing. This 25-weeker never actually required a breathing tube and going on the vent, you know, after he was born. He was so strong. But we gave him his 2-month vaccinations, and he got intubated last night. Ha, 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 oops, how embarrassing. Like, it's funny.
Wow. Oh, he can't breathe now.
The step-down units are calling the NICU saying, hey, we're going to go ahead and give these four babies their 2-month shots today. Make sure you have beds ready because we all know they're going to have increased breathing difficulty, feeding and digestion difficulty, apnea, you know, forgetting to breathe and bradycardia. This is what goes on. So
the whole medical ethic of first do no harm just goes out the door so they can follow the vaccine company's schedule.
Somehow it's just everybody's on this straight, they're marching the line of this is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And so now that I'm in private practice in the clinics, you just see these kids. They are so sick, and they come in sick, and a lot of pediatricians are giving them vaccines while they're sick, even though that is a contraindication, and they're just getting kicked while they're down over and over and over again.
Kicked while they're down. You want to know what 1984 is, the future is, Winston? A boot stomping on a human face forever. We're going to come back to David Knight after this break and give him the floor. In fact, I'm going to let you host the next segment so you can really focus for 6 minutes entirely on this. And I'm going to have my lunch and watch in the control room and let you finish up. This is what tears my guts out. This is a beautiful, smart woman with like 5 degrees. We had them on screen. She goes, I don't know what's going on. I don't understand. And then they all make jokes because they're so uncomfortable. They want to hurt and kill these kids. The kids stop breathing. They're killing them. And then keeping them alive to have a life of hell, autistic, brain damage, cancer. You shoot the enemy with a 223, it takes 10 people to take care of them. You shoot a child when they're down, and now they're going to be in diapers till they're 45 and attack a police officer on the side of the highway screaming, mommy. 45-year-olds in diapers running around totally insane. You wait, autism's gone from 1 in 30,000 to like 1 in a couple, you know, 56. Imagine those kids are all going to be 20, 30, 40, strong as hell. And they're all going to be out there, giant armies. And soon, by 2025, 1 in 10. 1 in 10. That's mainstream news. MIT said that 2 weeks ago. 1 in 10 will not know what planet they're on. But nothing's happening. Alex is a conspiracy theorist. Love the government. Hand over your firearms. We're going to go to break. Our guest host in here take over. I'm going to come back and go to Josh, who disagrees, and Malik and Casey and Joshua and Truth Raider and everybody else. And then I'll hit some other news as well. But I didn't even plug last hour. I was so busy battling. If you believe in what we're doing, spread the word. Tell your friends and family. Send them links to the videos, the audio feed, InfoWars.com/show. I'm fighting back. I'm not submitting in the ditch. I'm standing up for these babies because I don't want to be treated like that or my kids be treated like that. I have empathy for them. Where's your humanity? Spread the word now in the enemy's attack. Pray for us and go to InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and check out the amazing products and shop with the good guys. But most importantly, pray for us. We'll be back with the execution of babies.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The values of our founding fathers are central to the GCN network. In honor of Patriots Day and as a gift from us, receive a free e-copy of the inspired book, Forever 1776, written by Daniel Brigman and Kevin Smith. Visit GCNlive.com right now. Click on the American flag and teach your children what's been missing from public education. Sign up today at GCNlive.com. America's hope lies in its revolutionary past. GCNlive.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be hosting this segment. Alex wanted me to talk a little bit more about this interview that we had last week with Michelle Roden, of the Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines. She had a bombshell admission of what she had seen in hospitals where, knowing that these premature babies were not in physical condition to deal with the vaccines, they were going to give them anyway, even to the extent that they would say, get the extra beds ready because we know that they're going to have problems with increased breathing difficulties, with feeding and digestion difficulties, with apnea, with bradycardia. And it goes on, she says, kicking the kids while they're down, giving it to sick children over and over again. And, of course, we just got this news break in. This is about the Nepal quake. They're now going to use this as an opportunity to vaccinate 500,000 children. They haven't got enough to deal with, so they're going to give them the vaccines. This is going to be done by UNICEF and the World Health Organizations. And here's what they're telling everybody. Measles are very contagious and can potentially be deadly. So we have an opportunity in Nepal after this earthquake to vaccinate all these kids and save them from measles. That is not the agenda. As Alex Jones pointed out in the last segment, drawing parallels to real unconventional warfare, drawing parallels to the guns and the ammunition rounds that were not designed to kill, but designed to maim. We've seen militaries do that. We've done that. We've engaged in that. And, of course, unconventional warfare is at its heart about destroying the will of the people. Alex made a brilliant analogy when he said, if you get one of these kids damaged for life with vaccines, and, of course, that happens, the damage for life, you not only take them out of the game, but you take down their family as well. You take them out of the game because now they are caregivers for life. And then, after the parents die, the children become a ward of the state, a burden to the other people to take care of. Why? Because they gave them these vaccines knowing the damage that it would do. Now, again, going back to unconventional warfare, because Alex was talking about, just before we came in here with the vaccines, he was talking about Jade Helm. And at the center of Jade Helm is unconventional warfare. If you look at the center of that logo, there is a shoe. The military has described that as a sabot, a wooden shoe that was used by the French to sabotage machinery. So that's a symbol of sabotage. That is essentially what unconventional warfare is. And that is essentially what has been happening by our federal government to our economy, to our civil liberties for decades. It is a war of sabotage, an unconventional war. And let me read to you again. The purpose of unconventional warfare is to make people believe that they cannot succeed, to destroy their heart, to destroy their economy, to destroy their civil liberties, doing it in the name of greater security demands, saying that there's going to be economic hardship because it's linked to the cost of war, hopelessness to defend against assaults, terror, depression, and a disintegration of morale. That is what this trade agreement that is being negotiated in secret is about. And quite frankly, when I look at the Jade Helm exercises here, why are we being considered to be hostile when we merely want information about what's going on? We have a government that writes laws in secret, a government that writes trade negotiations in secret. We have a government that spies on us in secret. And, of course, the military, whenever we question them, gets an attitude, you should never question what we do. If you notice on the Jade Helm map, everybody is either permissive or hostile. We have to ask ourselves, if it is hostile to the military for our elected officials or for the people to question what they're doing, to question the wisdom of their mission, are we already ruled by a military dictatorship? Let me read this quote to you from JFK. He said, there's another new type of warfare, new in its intensity, ancient in origin, war by guerrillas, subversives, insurgents, assassins, war by ambush instead of by combat, by infiltration instead of aggression, seeking victory by eroding and exhausting the enemy instead of engaging him. It preys upon unrest. The ultimate goal of this type of warfare is to motivate an enemy to stop attacking, to stop resisting, even if you have the ability to continue the fight. We want to understand, and we want you to understand, that we do have the ability to continue the fight. We do live under a government that believes that everything should be secret, that they should know everything about us. They should have all knowledge of us, and we should have no knowledge of what they're doing. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people in America who don't even want to know what the government is doing. They just want to look at the latest entertainment or sports event. They don't want to be bothered with it. I wonder how many people in Baltimore that are out rioting could even mention or even knew the names of their elected officials who even understood the process. We have to understand the process. We have to understand the medical tyranny as well as the other forms of tyranny. If they can force vaccinate us at any time they want, then we have lost. If they remove our informed consent by calling it a personal belief exemption, we have lost. But we're not going to let them. We are going to continue fighting. We're going to continue resisting. Stay with us, Alex. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I promise that we're going to go to Josh, who's been holding an epic amount of time, a legendary amount of time, and Truth Raider, and Casey, and Cato, and Malik before this show ends today. But I do have Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs in the studio. They got back yesterday. I guess they got back Sunday, but they took off yesterday, rightfully so. So they're here on the Tuesday edition to get their take on Al Sharpton coming out saying, let's federalize the police. I mean, we knew that's where this was going. But this is so transparent. Also, John Stewart attacking us over Jade Helm, implying again that we said that a physical invasion was happening and that we'd all be in FEMA camps. No, we said it's just all part of that long incremental march. I want to get their take on a host of issues. Plus, it's Cinco de Mayo today. We can get a wide shot here. Last year, Joe Biggs did a report on it. A judge ruled this year that it is hateful to have the American flag if people don't like it. So public schools are banning it, the display of it, not just on Cinco de Mayo, but other times. So Joe ordered, that's a good looking sports jacket, actually, for what you said you paid for it, from this custom place. I want them as a sponsor. I want to plug it. It's a good looking sports jacket, $99, and it's customized American flag. The socialist, and I'm not kidding, I saw it from my friend's balcony window. By the time I got down there, they'd already marched back. We got some footage. We're burning an American flag. And they had communist hammer and sickle flags on May Day, Friday. And it was Friday night. So that's what we saw. So I guess if they saw you, they want to walk on you.
Yeah, they'd have a hard time, Alex, trying to walk on me. I'm not just going
to
lay there.
Well, you're a bad person then. You should lay down and let the system do that. So we're going to talk to you guys here in just a moment and then go to those calls. And if you're a radio listener, you want to go to Infowars.com/show. You can see the free feed that we put out every day for 3 hours. And you should be spreading the word about our local AM/FM affiliates. You should also be sending the web links to friends and family that don't have local affiliates in their area. This is an all-out war. And you notice I've been pushing that harder than ever, that we have millions and millions of listeners. If you'll just wake other people up, that's how you found the show, pay it forward. We need to explode in the face of the enemy. With the massive rating censorship we've proven with Alexa and others, I mean, they are coming out of the woodwork. They're attacking us all over the news. They're lying about us. They have government groups and others coming and offering to advertise if stations will take us off. I mean, they're coming after us because they know, the American people know, we're no-nonsense, teleprompter-free, and I may act like a maniac sometimes, but people look up what I say and they know I'm for real at a base level. People connect and know that I really believe what I'm saying, and I prove it. And we also need your financial support. We don't get money, like I've said 1,000 times, literally, NPR or PBS are always up with government funding or citizen funding by donations. We're funded by selling high-quality T-shirts, books, videos, non-GMO heirloom, high-quality seeds, biggest selection out there. And I'm free market. So we're super competitive on every front. With the Seed Center, widest selection, highest quality, best prices, lowest prices. Sometimes people go below the agreed-upon lowest price, so sometimes you can find somebody reselling them lower. But the point is, I got to sign contracts and get in trouble when I go too low. I mean, we really are the lowest on the water filters, 20% off right now. We only done that one other time. 20% off, promo code WATER20. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the high-quality nutraceuticals. And there are now thousands of items, high-quality discount shortwave radios, dash cams, Childies, highest quality oxy powder, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank all of you. Since the attack has intensified on us, in the last week I've been saying, I need to get satellite uplinks. I need to get all the stuff, which I'm weeks away from signing a deal. They all want 2-3 year deals. It's expensive. There's a lot of agreements, but we're there. We're lining up all the cable systems, TV stations. Quite frankly, it's like standing on a 300-foot bridge if I jump off the water. I'm hesitating because I say I'm ready to fight the world order. This is really – I got to use the allegory just to be truthful. It's like slapping them in the face. Well, it's worse than that. It's like pissing them in the face. I'm sorry. The point is that we're going to the next level here, and we need your support. Just buy the books, the videos, the products. Spread the word about the transmission, and you've done it. It's usually a dead part of the year for anybody in retail sales. That's how we fund ourselves, old-fashioned free market. So you got to have quality. You got to have dependability. You got to have customer service, and your customers got to like you. That's how we fund the operation. Used to not even try to make money because I wanted to stay small. Then they tried to destroy me, came after me, and I said, you know what, I'm going to get big. Because big fish eat little fish. And big fish survive. So we've grown. We've gone from being 100 feet long to about 500 feet long. I want to go to 3,000 feet long, folks.
I mean, there's a lot of bands out there that I know that are on tour right now across America. They all take Super Male Vitality. I'm dead serious. When I go to these shows, they bring their bottles and pull it out to show me. I mean,
that's crazy. You've sent me photos. You ought to tweet those. You randomly show up at pretty popular bands, and they've got it.
Yeah, when we were in Baltimore, there were fans out there, people who listen daily, coming out and showing us that they had gotten the products, you know?
When I forget to take it, let's just say the feminine equation it notices. I'm sorry. All right, anyways. I forgot you have all those photos of bands with. That's crazy.
Yeah, I go out all the time. I got a really good friend who manages all these big bands across the country. I mean, from... all these celebrities, and I go out, and he gives me backstage passes, like I'm going to go see Slayer, and I take him stuff, give him stuff.
Very Christian, Joe. You are a Slayer, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are something else. People can see him right now in this outfit. So anyways, please support us. All right, gentlemen, let's cover Cinco de Mayo first. For folks that think we're joking, a judge did say you can ban the American flag if it's offensive. That's the new political correctness. They banned Halloween at most colleges because they say it might offend somebody if somebody's a gangsta girl or, you know, whatever. Fraternities have been banned from having fiestas because, again, only Hispanics can have those. I eat Mexican food today. Does that mean I'm racist? I mean, this has reached a mind control level. I want your take on it, Joe, and then your take, Jakari.
I mean, it's a crazy world that we're living in. When you go out and there are people trying to kick you out of apartment complexes for hanging the American flag, for a child to wear an American flag T-shirt and be told he can't come into school that day because that's racist, that someone might find that offensive. I find that offensive that in our own country we can't sport our American flag, and that's why I decided
to... Well, even if you hate what the flag's been used for, still the idea of Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property is a great one. We're taking the flag back, but it could be the Nazi flag, which I really don't like, or the communist flag, which I don't like. Still, I'd say, no, you got a right to have that. I mean, they're saying the American flag we can't have. I mean, what's next? Yeah. Brown bags? Oh, I'm sorry, they already banned those. Sorry.
Well, I'd like to see someone try to step on me today, so that's not going to happen. I'm going to go out and... We'll go through Austin and see what happens with that. But.
That's what I love about you, Joe. I'm like, you ought to go out to interviews. Like, I'm already doing it. Of course, what do you think I'm in this outfit for? Anyways, keep going. What else were you going
to
say?
Oh, no, that was it. I mean, I've got some interesting stuff to tell you about Jade Helm as well that I found out over the weekend, but we can get Jakari's take on the...
Oh, yeah, the flag thing. I remember we went out and did the interviews last year and talking to people about how they say it's racist and discriminatory to have the American flag in the United States. I can't imagine, you know, going to some place like Russia, like, your flag is offensive. Take it down.
Yeah, they
knock you upside the head.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Only in this country, only in America, can your own flag be considered racist. Can it be considered horrible? I mean, this is what our country is coming to. I mean, it's just mind-blowing.
Well, I mean, the political left, the social engineers, what Ted Cruz calls the fascist left, they want to ban outrageous things, you know, things that aren't outrageous, so it's outrageous to set the precedent. We tell you to jump. We tell you how high. Jakari?
Yeah, that's right. Like, I guess we'd have to switch to that TSA flag of the guy getting his genitals punched because I guess that's the only thing that's acceptable now in the United States of America.
Or an ostrich sticking its head in its own, you know what?
Yeah.
That should be the new. Can we make a new American flag that is just an ostrich with its head not in the sand but in its celery?
Yeah. I like that term. We should get a coin with that.
Well, that's what we call... Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Okay, I'm out of control. I apologize. Let's get into Jade Helm from both your perspectives because you went out and covered it. What are the new developments we know as... I'm not exaggerating. Every major news channel, hundreds of local stations around the country running the hoax that, we hate the troops. They have Republican leaders going, well, I'm sure sad they hate the troops. They don't deserve to be spit on like Vietnam. That was an actual quote from the former lieutenant governor on KV locally. So people think I want to spit on the troops now. And we say an imminent invasion's happening when we just said it's part of the conditioning.
I mean, all the troops I come across are, you know, pretty pro-InfoWars. I mean,
that's why they're telling them we hate them, hoping that they believe that.
Well, it's interesting. This Sunday I was at another concert, and this buddy of mine who put the concert on, the Lone Star Jam, he had one of his special forces buddies who was in town, and he goes, oh, yeah, I know who you are. He's like, you guys are a little out of control of this Jade Helm thing. And I was like, well, all right, well, let me get your take on it. And he goes, you know, we've been running Jade Helm for 10 years in Germany. He said, it's been going on in Germany for 10 years.
It's an occupied country.
Yeah. He says, we've been over there operating that. And he says, the reason we can't do it in Germany anymore is, quite frankly, the Obama administration just won't give us the money to go over there anymore.
So that's a big angle.
He says, we have to come here to America to do it now. Because they won't fund us, they won't give us the proper money that we do to go over there. And I said, well, why do you think a lot of people are upset? He's like, well, I guess someone up at the top made a mistake by labeling Texas as hostile. He said, we haven't got any good feedback, and I very seriously doubt we'll ever do this again here.
Well, if they did it to fight tanks or something, like the drills at Fort Bliss, because Stuart shows the Fort Bliss thing, and it shows tanks being blown up. Well, that's legitimate training. I've been... Well, I mean, did you explain to him that we have the Army manuals where they're trying to take on veterans and stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, I asked him, too. I was like, have you heard about the asymmetric warfare training area called Fort A.P. Hill in Virginia? And I said, why does that look just like an everyday American city?
It's labeled D.C.
Yeah. I mean, why do our special forces troops need to train in that environment unless they're planning on doing something here.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond Jade Helm, because we talk a lot about Jade Helm because it's in the news, obviously, but you guys know how they've run drills in Miami. They've run drills in California with the Halo Corporation. And so if you have this argument where training in Texas because of the rugged terrain identifies as something that, as Middle Eastern or whatever, then why are you running drills in downtown Miami, Florida? It doesn't look like Iraq or Afghanistan.
Well, and then the people are screaming, I'm a patriot, I have rights. I mean, they're training for here. And sure, part of the training's other stuff, so they can point to that and say we lie.
Well, the biggest thing, too, though, is when you listen to Thomas Meade explain the entire exercise, but then you go and you hear Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria down in Bastrop when Jakar and I were there, two conflicting reports.
Yeah, Meade, who's the head civilian running it all.
Yeah, Metrics Global.
Says, yeah, we might work with foreign troops down the road. Yeah, we're going to have some stuff. Yeah, we're going to be in your streets. Yeah, we're going to be in plain clothes. Mm-hmm. And we talked to the colonel. He's like, no, none of that's happening.
Well, it was damage control, as far as I can make out from it. I mean, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly damage control. Because, I mean, just basic stuff that everybody kept asking because it didn't add up. He's saying we're running this drill so we can mingle in with the population and be able to move around. And people ask the very basic question, how do you plan to interact with the crowd if you're on private property at 2 o'clock in the morning? You know, basic stuff like that. And he's saying they're going to bring in $100,000 or whatever the number is into the local economy. And people say, well, how are you going to bring in that much money if you have 60 guys coming in for a short period of time? And even if they were going to bring in that much money, the majority of the people who were there, you wouldn't know this if you watch the local news reports, because they just lied about it, but the majority of people there were not in favor of the drill.
Yeah, it doesn't
mean it wasn't mean they were absolutely against it. They were just saying, can you guys take your training someplace else and not do it here in Bastrop?
I mean, the people are speaking. I mean, they keep going back and using this whole narrative, oh, we've been doing this forever. You know, we did the training in North Carolina for years and years and years, and no one ever cared. Robin Sage is what it's called. Robin Sage.
Now they'll be saying, we gave MRAPs to people for years. Yeah, we set up checkpoints for years.
This is the first time there's been a massive awakening to what's going on. People are getting the facts, the information about these training exercises, and it's pissing them off.
Well, that's what Ted Cruz said.
If people knew about them years ago, this would have already, we've already had these discussions years ago, but they've been lying to people. They've been hiding.
They say, oh, there's no black helicopters. What about how they freak out with the governor saying, yeah, I'm going to watch what's happening, and then the senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, says, no, people don't trust the government. This is legitimate. I mean, Obama illegally shut off half our power plants. I mean, do you anybody understand? Without any law, he just did it. People realize how much trouble we're in down here?
Yeah, it does it all the time at midnight, somewhere where there's no one, no cameras around, nothing like that. He sneaks somewhere and he goes somewhere and does it. Anything that has to be hidden in the cover of darkness like that by our government is just out of control.
Well, it's like the bipartisan treaty the Republicans are supporting that hands over all our rights. We got one subsection of 30. It totally takes over the internet. And they're fighting that Congress not get a copy of that.
I mean, bipartisan crook. Know what's going on?
In California, they tell us in Richmond, California, oh, this is a dirty bomb drill. Negative. The reason you didn't want us to come there is because what you were really doing was practicing to take on constitutionalists.
Yeah, the sovereign citizens.
And they got the footage, and they lied to us.
Exactly.
You lied to us 500 times. I mean, we'd be crazy to listen to you. Guys, you've done a great job. I know you're going to go out and shoot some videos today. I hope one day was enough off. You're doing an amazing job. Break down, in hindsight, what it was like in Baltimore, and now, God forbid, they set it up this summer where if anybody gets shot by the police, and Lord knows there's some bad cops, all hell's going to break loose. 96% of people in a major poll believe that there could be, quote, race war coming this summer. Well, I mean, I don't think it's that. I think they're just trying to hype civil unrest. Where do you see this going?
Well, I feel that the prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby, came out a little premature, a little early. I think it was done to almost kind of quieten or calm down the citizens out there who thought that, you know, they weren't going to get justice. I think it was a political move by them to do this, to calm people down. And then months down the road, when it comes out that they might put one of the guys in jail or something, everyone's going to get mad because not everyone got what they wanted. You know, no one knows what their definition is.
Well, they believe they were too quickly and overcharged to botch it on purpose.
I mean, I think that they just came out to quiet everyone down, and then the real chaos is going to happen when they actually have to come out. It goes to
court. What if folks think that half the cops are black? Jogari,
that really didn't come up as an issue. You know, they were just against these, well, not the shooting, but the incident that happened to them in general. So,
how you were there. How are the cops in Baltimore?
Honestly, I didn't have half the issue with these cops we had with the cops in Ferguson.
Yeah.
So I can't.
The cops in Ferguson were pretty bad.
Yeah, they were pretty bad. Yeah. I don't know if it was because they had Ferguson to look to as or what not to do, but the people out there, even the National Guardsmen, I didn't interact with a lot of them, but the ones I met, They were very polite. Yes, sir. A guy even gave me a bottle of water. So they were much better behaved than what we saw in Ferguson. But at the same time,
so they treated you guys like humans. They didn't shoot you rubber bullets again.
No, when they saw the guy right next to it, his entire time his bike.
I saw the video. Was like just started wailing on him.
Why?
Because he was riding around saying, I'm not going to go home for a curfew.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. I mean, he wasn't threatening the guys that I could tell. He wasn't throwing anything at them that I could tell, or not that I saw. And he was just riding around in a circle. Like, hey, cops, go home. They shot him in the butt with a rubber bullet.
Said, he said, stop occupying my town.
Yeah.
Stop occupying our city. Get out of here. We don't need you here.
And the thing about it was they weren't too keen on arresting people, at least the first night we were there. We got there, I think, on Tuesday, Wednesday. And they would more or less shoot you with a rubber bullet to kind of scare you off. They didn't rush out and arrest you and take you home. Now, we did, of course, see the footage of them snatching that guy and pulling him off in the MRAP or the Humvee and just driving off. I guess that's a rare occurrence. I didn't see too much of that going on. But by and large, the cops were better behaved.
I mean, the people were, too. I mean, all in all. I mean, you know, in Ferguson, people were saying, you know, screw this, F you, I'm not going home. When you tell me to, I'm grown. And they would stay out there and tussle and wrestle with the cops. You know, in Baltimore, you'd hear people right up and down the street playing that song, F the Police. But as soon as 9:59 came, you didn't hear that song anymore. And there was no one on the streets except for...
Martial law, USA, you guys are veterans of the info war now. We've got to chronicle all the stuff you've done with the rest of the team. Great job. Calls coming up. I'm Alex Jones.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
What happens if you defy curfew? A shocking 90-second video from the streets of Baltimore. And I am against these curfews for adults and children, but it ends up being for everybody. That's why I'm against them. And that's why they stood down to get the crisis going, to set the precedent. This is all run by the White House, so they can then get some police brutality on tape and then come in and federalize them. Here's the video of your TV viewer. I'll describe it for radio listeners. The guy's out there. It's exactly 10 o'clock at night. They walk over, shoot a whole bottle of chemical pepper spray in his face, and then jump on top of him and take him to jail when there's no reason he's not resisting. But see, standard police training, I think, is abusive. So here it is. Boom, spray him right in the face. He's standing there, and then he's wearing an F the police shirt, and then now, boom, slam him to the ground. Yeah, how about we break his tailbone for no reason? Now, when you use excessive force, that all just comes back on you. And now they jump on top of him, and this is just ridiculous. But that's what a police state looks like. But, oh, there's no militarization of police. Oh, there's no curfew. There's no MRAPs. There's not a problem in America. And the White House is there stirring the whole thing up. I don't like what the police are doing, but I'm not playing into the whole mind game of the Civil War so we can be federalized and have the UN take over. Joseph, and then we'll talk to Truth Raider, then Casey, Anthony, and Maliki. Go ahead, Josh. Thanks for holding so long. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. There's several things I disagree with you on, but the one thing I was talking about when I said sensationalism, it's just this idea that there's going to be an economic collapse and there's going to be a civil war against the police. I just don't see that happening, man. Even if there was an economic collapse, I really don't see the American people having enough energy to do anything. The only people that hate police are inner city teenagers. And I mean, there isn't going to be any of that stuff happening, man. That's what I think is.
Really? The White House is stirring it up. And if you get where the bread lines aren't full anymore, 50 million people on bread lines, they're just digital, you're going to have all hell break loose. The globalists have done this in other countries. It's in an IMF plan that got leaked in 2002. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's free online. But it was in the London Guardian, their plan to destabilize countries with economic collapse. It's called Cloward and Piven. It's one program of many. And it's impossible to ever pay off all these debts. They've signed us on to all these derivatives. They're creating social unrest. I mean, when I say civil war, I mean in pockets around the country, a slow burn civil war.
Thing I wanted to say was something that you mentioned earlier in the show, probably about an hour ago, right before you went to one of the breaks. You said that these military guys they're not going to follow orders to take guns and they're not going to fire on the American people. I disagree with that because a lot of these military guys that I've known in my life, I was 18 years old when 9/11 happened, so half the dudes I grew up with were military. I wasn't. You know, but a lot of these guys, they don't understand that gun rack, apple pie, free range America. They don't understand it. They really do view it as being terrorist. And if they're ordered to fire on the American people, I guarantee you they will.
Sure, We're talking about a lot of Americans that it was like more like 20% of callers said 40% that defected with atrocities the U.S. committed inside Mexico. Because the U.S. didn't just kick Mexico out of Oklahoma and Texas. They marched all the way down to Mexico City, the halls of Montezuma. They just slaughtered. They smashed four or five armies and then just started raping and killing. And that's what a lot of armies do. And then a bunch of people defected and fought that. That's what the guy was talking about. And so I wasn't saying they'd all defect, but I know the military and I know the ones that actually engage in the combat. Now, there is a lot of gang infiltration, white supremacists, black supremacists, you name it, the military. But I don't think the military is going to go along with all this. That's why they're shifting to drones and robots and autonomous vehicles to take out the people. And that's when we're really in trouble 10 years down the road. We're going to go to break. Come back with Truth Raider, Anthony, and Casey. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Spread the word. Don't take the show for granted. They pray for us. They want to shut us down.
Radio Network.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today.
800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.